People said we were communists because we were challenging the system. We wanted to change society from top to bottom. We were protesting against everything, against poverty, capitalism, against every kind of injustice, every type of discrimination, all forms of exploitation. It was very stimulating. We spent all of our time debating. We were reshaping the world. At that time, many countries were seeking their independence, and we were all convinced that Quebec had to become independent too.
Quebec is Canada's largest province by area and the only one to have French as its sole provincial official language. Quebec independence debates have played a major role in the politics of the province. Today, Quebec is a society with its own economic institutions, policies, and education systems. But how can we distinguish Canadian identity from Quebecois identity if it's not the image that they give to themselves, but mainly why the Quebec question still matters today? Francophone Quebecers do not define their identity as one of many ethnic identities in Canada. They conceive of it as a national identity based on the French language, which is imbued with great symbolic values. Today, Stephanie Ouimet, currently studying in Lund University, explains us her reality as a Quebecer.
For me, it's important to speak French since I was born and raised speaking French. It's really important to keep the language, not as like not promoting English, but really as promoting for me both languages and being able to speak. And a lot of people sadly like see English as maybe like a threat against French.
As a nation without a state, Quebec is driven by two distinct imperatives: the need to affirm a robust Francophone identity within the Francophone sphere of North America, and the civic obligation to accommodate an increasingly diverse range of migrants groups, as well as demands for recognition by Aboriginal and Anglophone minorities.
French, for me, I think it's important, for example, in education. I think that it's good that they really promote French and in a way maybe force people to speak French and study in French up to 17, 18 years old. But on the other side, I think that maybe they're pushing too far, maybe in all the signs and in the restaurants and all the inscriptions where, like, you really have to put every single word in French, giving, like, French classes to them and really helping them out and seeing that we want them and it's not that we want to assimilate them. They can keep their culture as much as they want. It's just about, like, accepting ours, too. So it's really about integrating their culture with ours and...
Everyone knows that the Quebec question exists and that it has a certain import, but no one wished to discuss it openly or often. Of course, over time, people forget how to speak about the question altogether.
I guess it's more a fear than really a concrete things that happen. Like, I think a lot of people in Quebec, we have a fear that, like, the English, maybe they're better than us because they're the majority and they... We feel like treated a little bit by them, but I think it's more a fear than an actual thing, because I've met a lot of English-speaking Canadians, and they were all really nice, and a lot of them really loved Quebec and loved Montreal, so I think it's more like a fear, maybe like an old fear we have from our parents. But I think we're really connected, and we're really diverse in a sense that we like to get to know other people from other countries and to travel around. And for us, we see it really like something great.
Some say that millennials will become more like the civic-minded generation with a strong sense of community, both local and global. So I ask Stephanie if she thinks that millennials are somewhat more upbeat than older adults about Quebec's future.
I think that our generation is definitely more open-minded and more maybe connected to the world than the generation of our parents. I think it has a lot to do with all this IT technologies and communication that we have now that our parents didn't really had before.
This generation must be identified or must self-identified, and it must frame the Quebec question in a way that is true to the times, and challenge before us. This was Jessica Kina for Radio UPF.